this morning. If you have a Bible on a piece of paper or on a digital app, open it to Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 32. The title of the message this morning is Christmas on Mars. And I want us to think this morning about a vision for our lives that goes as far as the planet Mars. This vision that I want us to have for the next year is rooted in the message of the angel. It's rooted in the response of the shepherds that we talked about last week. And really, this vision is rooted in all the stories that follow after those events. This vision echoes the Great Commission that we've received, and it shapes how we live our lives collectively, corporately, as a church. Our aim as God's people is to go everywhere, bearing the glory of Christ wherever we go. So we talked about this idea of bearing glory, carrying it inside us. And that vision is that we are to go everywhere, not one person, not Jared here, to go everywhere, but as a church, as God's people, to go everywhere. And wherever we go, wherever you go, wherever we go, here or there, we bear the glory of Christ. We are part of a kingdom that expands. It expands to the ends of the earth, from sea to sea and beyond. It's a big vision, and we're little people. But God is big, and He has chosen to work through His people. That is how He has ordained that this message, that this kingdom, go forward through us. So I want to pray with you this morning and ask for God's help for living this out, and then thinking together about how we can practically make steps to live out this vision. So pray with me this morning. Father, today we want to meditate, and we want to pray the prayer of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Lord, we want to celebrate the birth of the Savior and all that follows after. We want to celebrate it regularly in our lives. When we talk about a season of Advent, Father, we understand that this is the advent of a new season, a new kingdom, a new covenant, a new way of living, because we live in light of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ on the cross. Lord, there is a light that came in Christ, a light that shone the glory, and it spreads. And Christ is the light of the world, and He calls us also the light of the world. So, Lord, we pray that You, through Your Holy Spirit, would shine down this morning to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of Christ, so that we might bear that glory to all places in the world. In the name of Your Son, Jesus, amen. This morning, I want to tell two stories about the kind of faithful devotion that the Lord wants to see in each of our lives. One of these stories is in our text in the book of Luke today. But the other story is about a man who showed faithful devotion, not on earth, but in the heavens. He was not a perfect man, but he was one whose hidden devotion was pleasing to God. Okay, it'll pop up. There we go. On July 20th, 1969, the whole world was watching their TVs as Neil Armstrong stepped out of the lunar rover onto the surface of the moon. Armstrong was the first human being to ever walk on the moon. It was a historic moment. But only a few minutes before that historic moment, it was silent in the lunar rover, and it was silent at Mission Command in Houston. It was silent not because of protocol, not because of an emergency, not even because of technical difficulty. It was silent because this man, Buzz Aldrin, the other man in the lunar rover, had requested a few minutes of silence so that he could participate in the Lord's Supper. That's right. This isn't Armstrong, this is Buzz Aldrin. While the world watched as Armstrong stepped onto the moon, this event wasn't broadcast. It wasn't even recorded. But Armstrong watched on as Aldrin, in the reduced gravity of the moon, poured the wine slowly into a little cup. The first food and drink ever consumed on ground outside of Earth were the elements representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the most significant thing that happened that day was not the moment that happened in front of all the cameras for all mankind. It was the moment that happened right before, when Jesus was acknowledged as the sovereign Lord who ruled over the heavens and earth and died and rose and will one day reign again over all things. But this event, this communion, this Lord's Supper was not a last-minute idea. Oh, I just happened to have some bread and wine in my pocket here. It required thought and preparation. It required preparation of the event, and it required preparation of the man himself. And so the question that I want to ask us today is this: how are you being prepared by God to go to the unlikeliest places to bear witness to Christ? How does God prepare a man like Buzz Aldrin? How does he prepare someone who can witness to the glory of God and the power of the gospel in a place like outer space? How does he mature us to be messengers who exist in every part of the world and in every level of society? Because that's the wonder of the Christian gospel. You find it everywhere. And so in order to answer that question, I want us to look at our second story. This is the story of Simeon, which we find in Luke 2:25 to 32. And I want us to look for three things. First, we're going to look at the wonder of the message that Simeon has. Secondly, we're going to look at the witness of the messenger, the character that we see in Simeon. And finally, we're going to work together on a workshop for maturity, how we as a church can grow in our maturity in Christ. Here's our text, Luke 2:25 to 32. And when the time came,